Thank you, Ken. That concludes the Finance Committee report portion of today's proceedings. LaVarne, okay. Chief Financial Officer report. It's all you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. What I'm doing now is I'm going to send to the PNB, the National Finance Committee, a copy of the budget as we have it now and as I have in our files that we're using to compare the actuals to at this time. So I'm here on my computer. You can see me. I'm sending this to you. So you will see this is what the budget looks like for those who haven't seen it. And so this will be the starting point for this for getting this budget to you. So I'm giving you a budget now, and then we will have to go into a brand-new budgeting process in terms of what I went over yesterday, getting with the staff at KPFK and some of the LSB members or Finance Committee members and have those discussions again. So I'm sending this to you again so you can see
thank you, LaVarne.
what this budget currently looks like. And it's going to come in this little format here. As we speak, of course, it's not going to work now that I'm here. So I'll just do that later. My system is not working. Okay. So and this is like too many numbers, but this is the current format. Not the format. This shows the numbers, the actuals for 2010, and then this is 2011. This is the current budget. So I will send this to you as soon as I get off this. We show what we're looking at. So what I would like to do is just kind of start like where I started yesterday. first I'd like to thank all the listeners who are all of you who are listening to this meeting. I really appreciate that. And that we are here in Texas. Texas is my home. And since this is, again, as I said yesterday, it's Black History Month, so I brought a little black history to the meeting. And what I have is a copy of a poll tax receipt of my great-grandfather. And the year here is 1913. And when I looked at it just then, I realized this is 2011. And this was like almost 100 years ago. And also yesterday, I think I mistakenly said great-grandmother, but of course in 1913, women could not vote. So that's why you see my great-grandfather, who is a black man, and he paid poll tax. But I think in a lot of cases, even paying poll tax, they still wouldn't allow you to vote. But this is from this little county. It's north of Houston. It's Walker County. And the seat of Walker County, as I said, is Huntsville, Texas. You know, the death capital of the planet. And again, you know, just to bring us back to, you know, reality and what we're really doing here and all of the vitriol and all the internecine battles, you know, really mean nothing when it comes to, you know, where we've been, where we can go, and what this really means. So, again, this is my great-grandfather, Ed Mitchell. So then what I would like to do, we've talked about numerous things this morning in terms of producing reports and the fault with the system, with this Great Plains system and not having, you know, and not consulting with Microsoft and paying the huge fees, that our system, the way it's currently set up, is that I cannot produce reports using the system until we actually close the system, and you close the system after the audit. Now, our outside auditor was here. He delivered the audit reports. He said in about a week he'll have the final report, and this is due to a little issue of a contract at WBAI. So as soon as we get that, he sees that, then he'll close the audit. So, again, this is February 26th. Last year, we didn't even get to this point, not even get to the point of finalizing or getting the document. We didn't even complete really the field work until the end of March. So, you know, we've done really, really well there. And we also have, you know, we've gone into a little controversy over the audit there. And also we've talked about in terms of the position of the foundation at this time. And I guess I can kind of go into my report from there. And I really, you know, don't, I really want to take it off here. Don't really want to, well, I prefer not to read it from the wall, but whatever. In the past, when I came on board in February of 2009, the foundation at that time, you said you didn't have a budget. There wasn't a budget then. and that there was what they call a hole in the budget because, the national office had a $400,000, deficit in their budget. So, the issues with the K budget, you know, hopefully we can work that out as we get in management to really run that through. And also, you know, you have to take the responsibility. As I said yesterday, everyone must take responsibility. I mean, the finance committee at KPFK have to take responsibility in terms of not producing it also. It's not just one side. And so, you know, we must move forward on that. But in terms of, you know, like where we were in January 2009, at that time, you didn't have a budget. You had a $300,000 line of credit that was due in August to be paid. You had decline in revenues at fundraising at all the stations except for KPFK.
I know. We do okay. That's why we watch them.
So that's where we were. And also, I understand we were told that that the doors would be closed unless there was this mm-hmm. attempt to get $1 million loan, and that the foundation would be shut down in like 3 months unless that loan was actually gotten, and it wasn't. And you know, we're still here to fight among each other. So you know, that's the bad part of this. But again, it doesn't have to be that way. So, you know, we have survived, and we must survive. And the way to do that, all the advice that was given, and I think within the finance group, in terms of reports and in terms of all of those things to get them done, you'll see in my report, you know, we're down three people, as Ross Wisdom said, and we really need an internal auditor. Like even my reports, I'm sitting here because we can't get the reports. I'm sitting here last night. I'm putting in the numbers for the two areas which I will not report, which is the national office in terms of the results for the first quarter and the Pacifica Radio Archives, because their budgets are different in terms of the format. So we're not able to get that into the reporting in Great Plains. So what I have are just the reports. And what I have, I'll show you the summer reports for the stations. So, you know, we're spending a lot of time with, and, you know, getting a lot done with very few people. I know Arlene and I both, we were there working very late. And then next door, we were talking about KPFA, that I'm spending time there helping with that. Also, that now I'm the one who's signing the documents and reviewing things. And actually, it turns out to be a good thing because I get to review certain spending that, you know, I see is totally out of line, so I can question it and try to address it. So, you know, it's the good and bad part of having to fill in at other stations. So I'm going to kind of get started on the on my written report, which I sent some reports out. I still have all of the numbers that I have. It's all in summary, not in summary, but in, like, basically raw data, which I have flash drives to put all this stuff on. And I still can do that and get that to you.
Did you send us a memo?
I've sent a couple of things out. I sent the report that I just on the budget.
Is
I sent that to you.
Year?
Yeah, I sent that, and I sent a couple of other things earlier this week. We have sent out. I think we sent out the fund drive information. But all of those things I have it in a file here to put on these on a flash, which I have to get to you. But in the meantime, I'm just going to do a summary. And, excuse me. So I'll begin. The Pacifica Foundation continues to move along a positive path as we attempt to usher in this new era of accountability and sustainability. As a not-for-profit foundation, we also continue to experience the lingering and lagging effects of the Bush-era recession that really produced the greatest downturn in the economy since the Great Depression. And as Summer says, you know, my reports are kind of like build on the prior ones. And the final results for 2010 indicate that the foundation, as stated in earlier reports, must return to a level of solvency and must produce positive working capital. And this little word in here, solvency, I was in Washington, the board meeting there, and I used this term before that we need to return to solvency. And one of the board members argued with me that I was using the wrong word, that this was absolutely not correct. And what I'm just going to ask is that each one of us just, you know, try to help the foundation and, you know, those little things like that really, you know, kind of takes away from the message. And the message is that we must return to a level of solvency. And we must produce positive working capital, as Ross Wisdom said. The payables are still really high. They are now at a level of $985,000 and at the national office, and total payables with all the stations is the total payables are $1.4 million for the foundation. The total revenue for the fiscal year ending September 30th, 2010 is $13.4 million compared to a budget of $15.7 million. So we were about almost 15% worse than budget. But actually, they were better than the prior year. But I also sent you a report that shows how the revenue over the last 3 years have not been, or is not consistent. You really can't compare the revenue without looking at the fact that the audit for 2008 was restated in 2009. So therefore the audit that was given to you and was passed by the board was a flawed audit in 2008. It was restated in 2009. And we talked some probably about the cost of the audit, and that's why the cost was so high, because they had to restate 2008. So I have a little report I sent out to all of you that shows what the revenue would have been if the revenue had not been inflated in 2008 to show a higher number than what it should have been. But just looking at the raw numbers, it's compared to the prior year, it's actually better than the prior year. And kind of like looking at the internal drivers for the revenue shortfall to budget, included the timing of the drives. And now, also in 2008, what happened is the decision was made to move the fall fund drives up into the fiscal year 2008. Normally, the drives would begin in the next fixed fiscal year of October. But they were moved up, so that inflated revenue also. So therefore, the revenue was a little lower, because the fall drives this year in fiscal 2011 began in fiscal 2011. They began in October. They did not begin in September, except maybe one at the very end. And also making revenue, the downturn or revenue lower than budget, was there was an antenna failure and lowered coverage in the Washington-Baltimore metropolitan market at WPFW. In addition to the fact there's a station in Baltimore, which you can hear in Washington, D.C., and people are confused about which station they're listening to, so therefore the revenue that really impacts your ability to raise funds. And the setback in the fulfillment of pledges, which started an improvement in pledge process at WBAI, so there was a setback there for about 6 months, and so that was one of the reasons why the revenue was down at BAI, that fulfillment process that had started improvement was not allowed to continue because that person wasn't on board for about 6 months.
Is it possible to make the text bigger?
I can attempt to do that.
Zoom it in. Or?
Control plus.
Control plus. There is.
I'm sorry, what's going on? Are we? I turned for a second. I thought we were adjusting the type size.
I want a little thing in the lower right corner. Scroll bar in the lower right corner.
I'm sorry, Nia, what were you asking me?
If you have theories, send it to us.
I agree. It would be helpful if we could have, but you're not able to.
Why you didn't have it? Just send it.
Are you not able to send it, LeVar?
Yeah, good question.
Because if you can, that would be helpful for everyone, I think.
Right here.
116.
Mm-hmm. Right here. I'm at 117 now. Okay.
A little more.
How's that?
Bill, a little more.
Bill, how's that?
Yeah, thank you. That's better. Can everybody else see it?
I can. All I see are ducks over there.
Bigger would still be better. I mean, usually about half of the width of the projection screen.
On the left side, I can't see from over there.
Got it.
Page layout. So you want me to do that? Let's try it. It won't attach. It gets stuck. It won't attach.
I know.
Let me do another one. There we go.
Oh. Well, that's why I sent over.
Okay.
Hey, I'd want you to do it for me, okay? Or I'll borrow yours. Oh, well, let's give him a notebook. Here, hold on. I never know why we really need a sign. She'd always figure if you're there, you just stand. I don't know that's necessary, William. People can stand up and I'll take them, but if you want a sign-up sheet, we can use this. Fernando, would you like to use that? Thank you. Fernando has a notebook.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Give me a sign-up sheet. Sure. Alex, can you... Okay, you can have the whole thing. I'm actually going to grab one. Alex, we just cheer for Sam. I'll grab a cup of coffee. You want one?
Sure, yeah.
Yes, you want a cup of coffee?
Yeah.
Cream and sugar? Black?
Or blue? Just cream.
Just cream. We're going to have LeVar? It just came through. Okay, just came through. Very good, and we've got about 34 minutes on this portion. Okay,
I'm just
letting you know. Okay.
Okay.
There you go, Alex.
Can we calling the meeting back to order, please?
We're going right back.
Calling the meeting back to order.
He's chairing for a second.
You could save it into a title.
Can we not have this cross discussion? Can everybody please sit down?
Is that better without the bowl?
LeVar, can you continue?
Yeah, is that better without bowl?
Yes.
Teresa Tracy, could you?
Okay. All right. Okay. So what we're able to do was to get again with the Great Plains and the FRX, we were not able to get all of the budgets in there to produce the reports. So my reports are I'll show the year-to-date results for the stations, and again the results show some improvement over the prior year, and the revenue for the first quarter exceeds $3,884,000, which is an improvement of $260,700 over the prior year. One of the key indicators of expense control in the budget is the salary line. Total salaries are $1,432,300, which are about $63,600 better than budget, and actually $124,000 better than prior year. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show, I have a little chart that shows this information. I'll bring it up. And I'd highlighted KPFK. So we can just talk to this. These are the stations. This is the revenue. Now, this budget in here is this budget that I'm going to send to you. I think it's been sent before, but I'll send to you separately. So if we look at the revenue again, you look at the stations, KPFA had a fund drive in December, and they were due to have a fund drive in November, but at, this was the same week that the reduction in force took place, where and so the drive was not done. The drive was done, so they were supposed to be 2 days, 3 days in November, 2 days in November, 2 days in December. So instead, they had a five-day drive in December, and that five-day drive, they produced $361,000 in pledges. So if you look at the revenue for KPFA, exactly, excellent. KPFA's revenue is $289,000 better than budget. They really, really did well. And I think it kind of showed the listeners, you know, were all of our own little internal battles. We have to keep that off the air because the listeners want to hear good radio. Excuse me, I have to get some water.
Is that in year to year?
I'm sorry?
No, take your time.
Thank you.
So it shows, so here.
Yes, and if you have a point of information, just let me know, okay?
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, what are you asking?
Is it the year to year? Is she in that one?
This is the first quarter. This is
Thank
October
you.
Through December.
Okay. So it's not
what
you just sent us.
Have you sent this to the board, LeVar?
I've sent this one.
Is this one of the earlier ones that you sent us?
I believe so.
Okay, do you need a glass of water?
I got it right here. Thank you. So, again, so this is for the first quarter. And, again, with the revenue at KPFA, $289,000 better than budget. And the fund drive, I guess, was like mid-December, but with really high pledges due to credit cards, so you get a lot of that revenue in. So it shows that at KPFA, they did $172,000 better than the prior year in that first quarter. So we see some improvement there. And then we'll just keep on the revenue at KPFK. The budget that I'm using is the one that it's the total for the year is $3 million. So that's what I have in here. So based on that that budget, there are $137,000 better than that, and there were $54,000 better than the prior year. KPFT, where we are now, They came in for the first quarter at $353,000. That's about $12,000 worse than budget. But it's $24,000 better than the prior year. So you're doing a little better than prior year. WBAI, they produced revenue of $807,000. That was slightly lower than or worse than budget, but higher, $44,000, almost $45,000 higher than the prior year. So that's very good. And I think, again, this really shows how BAI is improving their fulfillment rates, which is the key when fundraising is down. You just have to improve the rate that the people are actually paying the pledges. And PFW, you see, there's a in terms of what they had, did a really conservative budget this year, and their performance for the quarter is better than budget, slightly worse than prior year, and I'm not sure in terms of if there were some issues with antenna during this first quarter also, and so in total it shows for the foundation for the five stations that the revenue for the quarter was 3.8. Can I ask the audience to not talk?
Please, could everyone just be respectful? We're going to have public comment in half an hour, but the only way we can get to that in a timely fashion is to allow the CFO to finish her report and for members to be able to take their questions, and we can move along orderly. Thank you so much for your respect and courtesy.
Okay, so just quickly, so I looked at the salary for each one of the stations, so this shows...
So this shows what the salaries are for the first quarter. You see, KPFA still has the higher salary of the five stations. KPFK, though, this is interesting. This is the point that, in line with what Summer's concern, is that, you know, you're better than budget, but you're slightly over the prior year. And so you must address the salaries because they become, it accumulates. It does not, you know, because you have increases each year. So you really have to look at these numbers. And this is the time that we have to really review these. And basically what we want to set up the process is that we have a monthly review with the general manager and the finance manager together, meeting with the executive director, and go over the reasons, explain the reason for these variances versus, you know, me looking at them and determining what it is. And therefore, that will put the accountability where we're saying it should be. And KPFT on the salaries, theirs are, you know, you're better than budget. You're slightly over last year. WBAI, the salaries are slightly better than budget, but slightly over last year. And last year at this time, I'm trying to recall, this is 2010. Yeah, I was during that quarter. I think they had an interim GM who wasn't getting paid, so that's why. The salaries are higher this year than they were last year. And PFW, you see there, you know, really, really, you know, good budgeting. And also, you know, again, the staff at PFW, they saw the issues. They addressed it with the unions. They actually had their salaries cut. They volunteered to cut the salaries. And, you know, based on the results as they come in, they will get the salary increase. But on the other hand, PFW, because of the antenna issues that we were required, the reason why we have major payables is that when PFW could not do things like payroll and benefits, you know, that had to be paid. So those things were paid out of the national office, and that's another reason why that's what will allow us to, as the stations improve their fundraising, that will allow us to cut those payables down and improve our working capital. So in total, it shows that, you know, you're looking at revenue of 3.8, you had salaries of 1.4. You're better than budget. You're better than prior year for all the stations. So just quickly on the net income for the first quarter, produced net income of about $500,000. It was about, almost $600,000 better than budget and about the same better than the prior year. So if you start looking at the income, it shows that, you know, overall we kind of accepted that your projected income for the budget should be, you know, you shouldn't be that much better than the prior year unless you're doing extraordinary things. So, again, it shows, again, that...
Point of information when you're done?
That I thought I heard some. No, never mind. So it shows that, you know, this is just the first quarter. So, you know, I don't think that, you know, we should start doing cartwheels or anything, but we have to keep these numbers in line in what we see now, and this will get us out of what we talked about today. You know, we have to make the hard choices, and I appreciate what you're saying, some in terms of the numbers at KPFK, but it shows some. Worse than from prior year. So that's kind of where we are for the first quarter. So you have a copy of this. I'll just kind of go through it.
Point of information, Laverne, just for clarity's sake. I didn't see the National Office or the Pacifica Radio Archives listed in that. Can you just tell
The sheet here is like really...
it's not wide enough to see it?
Well, yeah, it's like because we could not get it in the other report, so I have to show it separate.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. I just wanted to know.
But PRA is much better than budget. I can let you know that. They've done really well. That the national office is better than budget too, because we had a direct mail drive. It was much more successful than what we had initially put in the budget, because, you know, it's always better to budget conservatively than to like project really high. So both those areas are doing better, but I could not put it in this file, which I can send you, because it's because of the software, this Great Plains, and the way we're using it. So basically, I kind of went through that. We expect the excellent results to continue and to increase because we do plan as part of, you said, what is the plan, what is the strategy. So the executive director and her staff, you know, we've been working on this. We have a we have a plan for our National Fund Drive Day, or days that's coming up at the beginning of April, I believe. And there's a theme, things are worked out. Just a little flavor, you're working with the archives, and I'm not gonna say anything. I'll let that come out. It'll all be a surprise. But it's definitely planning. And then after this one, you know, after the major drives are done at the station, we'll plan another national day because we really have to reduce the the payables and really get back to solvency. And just want to tell you a little bit about, you know, what's happening in the national office, because that's one of the concerns in terms of what the auditor talked about, and, you know, how we can really hold our staff together, because as we had said, that, you know, there are challenges, and the challenges are being that we're understaffed. But, you know, we really feel that there is an era of positive change with the permanent general managers in place at BAI, PFW, and we believe about to be in place at KPFK, KPFA. There are still some challenges there, and that involves the executive director, and also I help some a lot with KPFA, particularly in terms of, like I said, early review and finance. But our office, you know, it continued to work on the conditions where, you know, the staff was reduced by three critical members over the last 3 years. In addition, the payroll manager resigned last year, and that workload had to be redistributed among the staff there. So, which is, you know, it's a job that's really time-consuming, and it also, in terms of the issues that come up in terms of people who want funds from their retirement, their pension, you know, I'm involved in that too. Again, I'm involved in that. So we're all chipping in to do the work where we can. Lynn is doing the payroll, the inputting, the issues on pension, and working with the our pension group in Fresno. You know, I'm involved in that. So we have redistributed the workload in addition to doing work for KPFA. And we're in total agreement that we really need an independent auditor. That in order to, because we need to maintain both the morale and really to maintain the staff. And we plan to promote our assistant controller to controller. And as I stated, we're supporting KPFA in their transition. They have new management, and we're providing a financial review of station procedures. Not too hard. In addition, an incident occurred in the national office on Friday, February the 4th, 2011. The chair of the KPFA LSB, along with six other individuals, entered the national office without an appointment and proceeded to bully and berate, where did that come from, the staff. And what we ask is that no one is allowed in the national office without an invitation. And that's just real simple. But, you know, we do look forward to the challenges that that have been presented to us in the audit report, and we feel that with, you know, additional headcount in the national office, we can work more efficiently, and that's kind of where we are. So, in summary, as stated in the earlier reports, this is my theme from the start. We continue to work through the valley of let the enemy face the problems to come scenario, because we are really in that valley. We are facing the problems that have accumulated over the last, 6 to 7 years. And because the issue we're addressing is the going concern comment that's on our audit report. And the positive directions that we see for restoring the foundation to total solvency include the following. It include, this has been on my list too, the financial accountability motion, and once we get the headcount in, we think we can do this. That KPFA's loss last year was $619,876. And over the last 2 years, KPFA has lost $1.5 million, in addition to the fact that they failed to deposit a $375,000 check. And that check basically is an asset that's been transferred to the San Francisco Foundation, and it's listed as a receivable on our balance sheet. And the reduction in headcount at KPFA in November 2010, the average monthly base salary is down to about $118,000 versus the $130,000. So we think that's going to help. Major thing is that permanent general managers are now installed at BAI and PFW and soon to be installed at KPFK. A national fund drive will be launched in early April, which is in the planning stage, and hopefully we can generate revenues of, 100 to 200, maybe 300, depending on how many days. And the strategic plan that we talk about for the foundation, is really critical, and we need to plan over the, 3 to 5 years, and that we've found that the source for the funding for a consultant may come through our insurance policy. And my message is still the same here. The successful business model the foundation has developed. I'm sorry.
Rodrigo, can we just have order, please?
It's my ears.
Sorry. If there is any crosstalk. Well, she's almost at the conclusion of her report, okay. And then we'll take questions. Thank you.
And the first quarter of 2011 is showing some general improvement over the prior year. And other stations, including Washington, which has the higher Arbitron ratings, are adding, other means to raise funds and for generating positive public relations. I know Houston have done a number of things. They hired a group to go out and search and seek grant money, and they've gotten that. And one of the grants is really involved in actually doing public relations for KPFT. And, I might add that every chance I get when I'm here, I'm asking people, do you listen to KPFT? And that's something I think all of us should do. In addition, the network, has additional extraordinary national programming. We have Al Jazeera English in addition to Democracy Now. What happened here? And so that's kind of in summary, where we are, what we're trying to do. And, again, the reports that I have some. I will put them all on. I've been trying to put them on a little flash drive from the archives, which I can get out to you. And so,
thank you,
that's
LaVarne.
Kind of where we are.
Thank you, LaVarne. And we'll take questions from the members. We have 15 minutes until time certain. No, we got 15 minutes.
These members? You said
the members. The members of the board, ma'am. Thank you. We'll have public comment in 15 minutes. That's what I was getting at, is we have 15 minutes for board directors to ask questions of the CFO, and then we have public comment at 4:30. Thank you. So are there any questions? Alex?
I just at the beginning of your remarks, you mentioned the revenue as it was charted in the last 3 years, and you made a statement that the 2008 audit was apparently an error.
Right. It was restated. Yeah.
It was restated. Okay. So was that an error in the 2008 audit or not?
Well, the two things that I can identify readily is first that there was a gift at the gala at WPFW. And I believe the number I have it here on this sheet was $974,411. That amount was shown as revenue, and the restatement that was taken out. So if you looked at the revenue for PFW, as reported on the audit, it shows the revenue for WPFW at $3.2 million in 2008. And part of that was that $974,000. The other part of it was in terms of overstating the receivables and using a different methodology than had been used before. So I understand that the methodology used in 2008, as they looked at an average fulfillment rate and said that they would achieve that revenue. And if you looked at the receivables, like at BAI in particular, it went from like 63,000 to like 800,000 in terms of the they recognize that as revenue, about 800,000. So the swing was that amount. So if you look at, like, for example, for WBAI, you see that in 2008 on the audit it showed the 3.67 and 2009 was 2.273. But if you take out the overstated receivables, which I have the calculation, it's 654,000. Well, the revenue would have been 3 million, And in 2000, so the difference between 2009 and 2008 would have been only $88,000, which is looks real. This
so,
is column
so
right here.
As a result of that, it appeared in a 2009 audit that we lost significantly more revenue than we had. In fact, it's not even clear that we lost any revenue.
If it was, it was it's the 88, you know, it just appeared it was 88,000, it was lower.
None of which is to belittle the fact that we are in a current financial predicament, of course.
Oh, absolutely. But yeah. In terms of, you know, trying to look at year over year, and I was only able to get this information because this question has swirled around forever, and I was able to get the working documents from that audit in order to get these numbers because I didn't have them before.
Wonderful.
Thank you. Other members? Do we have other members who have questions for the CFO? Ken? Go ahead.
In regards to the proposed acquisition of an internal auditor, if that proceeds, how would you conduct the open hiring of that? How would you solicit candidates?
Well, I think that what we would need to do is, since we no longer have an HR director, that Arlene has in the executive director has in the budget funds to bring a person on, an HR person, professional, to help us do that process. So basically, it's the standard process. You go ahead.
No, I mean, how would we go about soliciting applicants?
Applicants for the internal auditor or for the HR person? The internal auditor. Well, I think that what we would need to do is that we would put it in, we would actually go in and advertise in certain papers, and we would, so tell me, what do you suggest?
Well, I just want to make sure that we use an open hiring.
Oh, absolutely.
Policy.
I'm sorry, I didn't use the buzzword. It would absolutely be open, and in addition to that, we would actually have an HR person to help us conduct these searches for to make sure that all of the EEO and all of that work is done too.
Would definitely be an open hire with advertising in trade publications that apply to that area, as well as making a special outreach to minority groups to look for someone that might be available that has the appropriate credentials.
Thank you very much.
And I'll assure you that we will not, you know, I will assure you that we will not hire someone who we know who knows someone.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Friends of friends.
Okay, are there other members? Campbell and then Andrea.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome.
I'd like to, since we received the audit today and the management letter had a number of repeat comments in there which were from prior audits, and Laron, you, I'm sure, will recall that early last year, you met with the audit committee, and the committee asked you to pursue those things that had been identified on that audit in terms of rectifying the deficiencies that had been identified. Could you identify what progress you've made on that?
Absolutely. Thank you for that question, Campbell. What we've done is that one of the major things was the training on Great Plains. And so what we did was I communicated to all the business managers and to the national staff that they would need to pursue, to look in their area to see where there was training on Great Plains and on FSRX reporting. So Lynn and Efren, it was training in San Francisco. That was about the same time we were negotiating that Heath Foundation transfer. They attended the training there, I think 2-day training in San Francisco. And then since we have gotten, you know, the business managers had not, I don't believe, had found anything in their area. So what I have started doing is when we have our national, when we have our business managers meeting, what we do is that we've started now like 30 minutes before, and then after the meeting, we sit down and we take each one of the business managers, how to retrieve reports and do that. The other thing is that one of the other
excuse me, no crosstalk, please. I'm sorry, please. There's not you. You're the one talking. Excuse me. Could we please try to? There's enough distraction. Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Go ahead, Lamar.
Okay. The other thing that I believe I was asked to do was the training, and what we had done when the last auditor produced the audit. A group from their from that firm came in, and they actually did COSO training for the board. And we actually, I believe, had it on. I think we taped some of it. We wanted to have it available for the business managers also to listen to. That as far as the policies and procedures, when we engaged Ross Wisdom, which was, I believe, back in, I guess, October when we had the board meeting in New York, he had started again with, we started on that again in terms of pulling together all the information from various policies and procedures. I believe he sent some of those to NIA and kind of reestablished the fact, as NIA had pointed out, that the audit committee, the finance committee didn't work side by side, but they each had their part of the process in terms of doing the policies and procedures. And the other thing is on as far as opening the mail and having two people there in the national office. We have strived to do that to make sure that there are like two people opening the mail, that it's separated by the person who opens it and the person who takes the funds to the bank. In fact, there's a little story I won't tell. Go ahead.
If I can just interject for a second here. And I would hope that you could provide us with a written report on this. But I think that the focus of last year's audit wasn't the shortcomings insofar as the board training, but a lot of it related to training of business managers.
They can't hear you.
A lot of it related to training of business managers and this and personnel with regard to MIMSIS and Great Plains. And you had indicated that Efren and Lynn had taken training in San Francisco, but insofar as the individual stations, I was wondering what training had been provided in that regard. Also, one of the major issues about training, it would be the introduction 2 years ago of the template, the budget template that Efren had prepared. And I was wondering if we had any in-house training designed, conducted, and completed with regard to the budget template training.
Oh, well, let me emphasize again. I think maybe you missed my earlier point. Well, that when this direction was given to me, I communicated to the business managers, to Efren and Lynn, that you need to look in your area and see where there's training on Great Plains and on FSRX, and to when you find that, with the national office would actually make sure that that's paid for and for you to sign up for those classes. So those directions were given, and Lynn and Efren took advantage of it in San Francisco. And the other part is on, in terms of how to do the report, like I said, when we do our business managers meeting, we've already started the process, is that those people who may be having a problem with producing reports, we go through, like, online, we go through it on the conference, and we go through and we produce the reports if anyone's having a problem and go through it again just to refresh. And as far as MIMSIS training, that's really not my responsibility, but I have worked and had meetings with the database managers and development directors and talking about MIMSIS. So we have done that. And I think the other point you had made about what we've done is that as far as MIMSIS training, I've worked with like the manager at BAI, and we had Sotario.
Excuse me, Campbell. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I can't have you keep asking questions, Campbell. There are other members, and we've got 3 minutes till public comment.
Fine.
I apologize, but No, she can answer. Please don't ask any.
Okay, and
Serene, you're not on the board, but you're more than welcome to speak at public comment. Thank you. Go ahead, Lamar.
And the
Memphis. You were at Memphis in New York.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I thought, wait a minute. I can't hear.
Please, everyone. We do want to get to public comment, but we want to allow. Thank you.
As I get older, actually, you know, extraneous noise actually do bother my ears. But so, and with the Memphis, with the template is that. Bertil Reimers, who's now the general manager at BAI, has worked with PFW, and he's gone there to show them in terms of how to use the template. So that's where, you know, we've actually gone there. He's worked with them. And, oh, back to the Memphis. I'm sorry. So Sateria has gone up to D.C. Terry Guy has gone out to BAI again to help them with MEMSIS. So what we've done is by having these group meetings, by, you know, calling these group meetings and getting the database managers and the development directors and also Bertil Reimers, who's like really stretched, but he really, as Ross says, that, you know, he's really been good in terms of being able to get the information for the audits and not really have these delayed audits like it was the prior year. So we're doing that as a group as we can. And so that is being done.
Thank you
LeVar. For that question.
Andrea, you had a question, and then we've, I can maybe take one more question, and then we gotta cruise into public. I mean, go ahead. We got public comment right here.
Great. I'm glad to see that we're trying to move to standardized systems throughout the network in regards to the training. So I guess it'll be easier for us to, you know, begin to develop policies and procedures around what has been learned in those training sessions. But more specifically, you said that KPFA lost $1.5 million?
Yeah, over the last 2 years. Yeah.
Okay, over the last 2 years, of which $375,000 was listed as a receivable to the San Francisco Foundation.
Yeah, on our books. It previously,
does that ever change? Is that an asset versus receivable?
Well, it is, as Campbell wanted to point out, it is an asset, the receivable, but it's not a fund. And the $375 wasn't part of the loss. That was just a transfer of an asset.
It's a restricted asset.
Well, it's not even restricted now as a receivable. It transferred an asset that we believed was on our books, but it's been transferred to the San Francisco Foundation.
Okay. So my main part of the question was then, what was that loss of $625,000? Do you have a breakdown?
I have that. That's on those long, drawn out, minute spreadsheets.
Is that the year to year?
Yeah, and the year over year too. Here, if you don't have it, I'll see what you have there. It's all going to be on this little drive. I was trying to do it last night, but instead I chose to go to sleep.
Okay, because I don't have the quarterly, but I do have the year to year.
Okay, let me send it again.
Could you send the quarterly?
Okay,
thank you.
Okay, thank you, everyone. Is there any desperate need on the part of other directors to ask any questions of the CFO here any further, or can we move to public comment? Thank you. I appreciate everyone's graciousness. Just briefly, I need to get the list back from some kind member of the public who'd like to bring it to me, maybe, of who would like to speak. And for the benefit of the directors, when we are done with public comment, we're going to be electing officers and peopling the committees. Someone very kindly actually started a notebook version of that, but the secretary made me these fantastic forms that actually list committee by committee and give a little more information, like contact information. So I'm going to distribute them, and I would ask, you know, there's one person from each signal area that goes on each committee. Yeah, I'll try to work it out amongst yourselves if you haven't already. You're not going to be able to do it right this second while we're listening to the public, but sign up, and if we have more than one person for an area and you can't work out a compromise, then we'll have to vote on it. But, you know, hopefully we can do as much of this agreeably as possible. So I'm going to pass these down. Each person look at the stack, find the committees you want to be on, put your information down on them, and I'll collect them afterwards. And, you know, just do it while you're listening. Thank you.